discussion. This grounded theory study with clinical medical students organizes identity salient experiences into identity threat, threat mitigation, and identity safety. Our participants' narratives demonstrate how learners, supervisors, peers, and the learning environment all play active roles in identity threat, threat mitigation, and identity safety. Identity safety is built upon participants perceiving agency to serve, that their personhood is upheld, and a sense of belonging with those around them. Below, we discuss how identity safety can promote a culturally sustaining pedagogy, how it can inform inclusion efforts in medical education, and how identity safety is distinct and complementary to threat mitigation. Examining these data through a critical lens, we argue that fostering identity safety promotes a culturally sustaining pedagogy, CSP, an anti-deficit framework that actively nurtures and encourages unique ways of being and discourages the development of monocultural learners. As a critical pedagogy, CSP recognizes that learners and mentors exist in a bi-directional learning relationship. As highlighted through Agency to Serve, learners cited that the ways that they productively use their languages, cultures, disabilities, nationalities, and even trauma histories to care for and support their patients. In this way, learners brought skills and knowledge of healing that are not typically taught within formal medical training. CSP views the goal of a sustaining education as additive rather than subtractive, critically enriching strengths rather than replacing deficits. While it can be culturally sustaining to support learners to leverage their identities to help patients, our results provide an important caution against tokenization of learners in medical education. When learners feel welcomed because of only one aspect of their identity, for example, language ability or racial concordance, their personhood is not upheld. More research is needed to understand how educators can demonstrate to learners that they are valued as complete individuals beyond their cultural assets. Identity safety can inform inclusion efforts in medical education. Importantly, all individuals in the learning environment can contribute to identity safety. In contrast to psychological and educational safety that rely upon others to create a sense of safety, our results show that individuals can demonstrate agency and thus can play an active role in co-constructing a sense of identity safety for themselves. This description of self-created safety provides a critical counter-narrative, which re-examines the sources of safety from a community strengths lens as opposed to a community deficit lens. When leveraging the identities of diverse team members, while leveraging the identities of diverse team members is described as a favorable outcome of psychological safety, we describe it as foundational to the creation of identity safety. Identity concordance and representation promote belonging for participants from minoritized backgrounds, and our results also illustrate that it is possible to bridge across identity differences and create identity safety by upholding personhood. In this way, individuals from majority groups are also responsible to promote identity safety for colleagues from minoritized groups. Identity safety is distinct from but complementary to threat mitigation. Our participants describe a variety of identity threats, including isolation, tokenization, ableism, racism, transphobia, and xenophobia. Historically, the narrative around creating safe environments has primarily focused on preventing or intervening against identity threats, that which we term threat mitigation. Importantly, multiple participants said that threat mitigation was necessary but insufficient for safety. For participants to feel fully liberated and identity safe, additional efforts beyond safeguarding and allyship are needed, such as emphasizing a sense of agency, upholding learners' unique personhoods, and fostering a sense of belonging. Skills for threat mitigation remain important even on identity-safe clinical teams. Within teams, workplaces, and patient care interactions, harmful identity threats are unfortunately frequent. Identity safety and threat mitigation have the potential to work synergistically to support all individuals in the learning environment. This study has limitations. Our theory attempts to encompass safety across many identities in diverse contexts. We may have lost depth and nuance into our understanding of identity safety due to our breadth of identity diversity achieved through maximum variation sampling. We sampled from three Western U.S. medical schools. Because identity is largely socially constructed, there may be differences in identity safety in differing geographical or social contexts. Conclusion. Learners hold multiple identities and may experience identity threat, threat mitigation, and identity safety. Identity safety can liberate individuals from self-monitoring and enable them to leverage their identities for patient care. Identity safety and threat mitigation may work together to combat identity threats. Thank you very much for listening. Please reach out to us if you have any questions or comments.